Good morning. My name is Mike, and I'm the pastor at Hutchinson Evangelical Free Church. This week, I wanted to take a moment to focus on one aspect of the church that's been particularly important. That aspect is connection. I don't mean to speak out of place, but one of the things that I've seen over and over again the past few years is that connection has been difficult for people. For some, we haven't been able to meet with people that we know and care about deeply. In other cases, we've ended up spending a lot more time with people that we do know and love in very confined spaces. So some of us might be faced with seasons of loneliness, but other people might describe it as a season of cabin fever. Regardless of how your life has looked recently, I thought it would be helpful to take a few moments to emphasize a significant theme in the New Testament. That theme is connection. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the outcome of healthy and good connections with one another. When we connect in meaningful ways with people, it helps us to love one another better. When we connect, we know each other better. We understand each other more. We anticipate each other's needs and desires of one another, and we can live in better harmony with one another. And when it goes well, this can be a beautiful thing. Listen to what Jesus says in John 13. Verses 33 and 34. He's speaking to his disciples and he says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." There's a lot to unpack in these two short verses, but I want to focus on two things. First, he says, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." This is a big statement. When we think about the way Jesus loves his disciples, we should be awestruck by the magnitude of his love. He loves his people completely and sacrificially. He loves with grace and mercy and compassion. He's willing to go any distance for his disciples, and there's no obstacle too big for his love to overcome. He not only set aside his heavenly position to live among his people, but then he suffered a criminal's death to pay the price for our misdeeds. That's how he loves us. And he commands us to do the same, to love sacrificially and completely, to love with grace and mercy and compassion. And I'd venture to guess that when a community loves each other with that kind of love, it would be a magnetic community indeed. It would draw people in. Which leads to the second aspect to this verse that I want to point out. Listen to what Jesus says. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." In other words, Jesus says that the hallmark of being in Christian community is the way that we love each other. This is how the world around us will identify us. This is how they will know that something is different. This is something that should be obvious to everyone. The way that we love each other is intended to be our distinguishing feature. As a pastor, a lot of people tend to assume that I'm some sort of expert when it comes to telling others about Jesus. And sure, I do talk about him quite a bit, so I have a lot of experience with that. But what this passage shows us, what it suggests to us, is that one of the most powerful demonstrations of Christ isn't just one person standing on a stage and speaking, but instead, one of the most powerful demonstrations of Christ's love for us. It's evident when we demonstrate Christ's love through us. That is, when we love each other well, we point to the people around us and we point them to Christ himself. When we love those people well too, we have followed an opportunity to show the way that Christ has first loved us. We as Christians can love others because Christ first loved us. God bless you.